Definitely the greatest throwback.
Right.
Of all time. Throwbacks all weekend on Q105 933 with the morning after. Derek and Demetrius and Philip. We'll have them in soon. They were in yesterday, I believe, with Danny. But Philip, you're working on another show?
Yeah. The lovely, talented children of Toledo, Ohio. The girls at St. Ursula Academy are doing Peter Pan. I am one of the choreographers of the show. And actually, like, they had their fall today. I can't say the word correctly, but it's the first, what, Demetrius?
What is it?
Fall?
Zitz Probe, that's what it is. Zitz Probe is the first time that the orchestra and the talent get together and do the show. So that's what we're doing today. When I leave here, okay, I'm headed to the school to do that. But yeah, they're doing Peter Pan. They're doing really well. They were in here the other morning with Denny. Yeah, so the show is happening February 2nd through the 4th. Coming up real, real soon, there is flying and there are swings. There is some amazing dancing. Our Peter Pan is this amazingly talented girl. Her name is Julia, and she rocks my world. Like, the girl is beyond, like, amazing, the way she belts and sings and she dances and she keeps up, and like I'm enthralled by these kids,
Toledo,
and how talented they are.
ToledoSUA.org for the tickets. Yep. Who is Tinkerbell like a little person?
So Tinkerbell typically is like a light that comes on stage, but ours is it's a real person.
It sounds budgety.
No, that's how it works. It's Tinkerbell. How do you like make a fairy? But ours is a real life girl.
More so my brother Paul than me over the last couple of years has endured a lot of death. But I know, like, since I don't have a whole lot of, like, important stuff in my life, I guess some of these things resonate with you guys. Like, in 2015, my mom died.
Yeah.
And then dogs started dying. And then I was home not this past December, the year before that, because I was going home anyway, but my grandfather conveniently decided to die the same week I was headed home. So my brother's been around. That's because he lives at home in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He had to put Jasmine down yesterday.
Another dog?
Oh.
Jasmine was the dog that I got when I was living in Orlando in 2002, living and working. And I was like, man, I really miss having a dog. And then a listener called up and I had a dog. And she was a terror, but she was actually just a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was impatient and easily angered. There was one time where I came home from whatever, and I tried to train her without a crate, and my records, like my DJ records, were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Tattered. It looked like a tornado. It looked like Dee's house with Cohen with no supervision. And after 15 years, she lived a great life. You know, Paul's had to deal with all these passings over the last couple of years. He is like a piece of iron with all this stuff. But he told me he had to put her down yesterday because she had some internal bleeding. She fell on Monday, and she couldn't really stand up anymore. She was mentally all there, but physically she was pretty much it. And, he said whatever they give to administer to the dog, whether it's a needle or some kind of medication to euthanize it, he stayed with her until she closed her eyes and went away. And it was sad because, like, she was my dog that I kind of passed on to him, and he's taken such good care of her because I essentially abandoned her, quotes, back home. But
surprise.
For some reasons, a friend of mine, Ashley, had two boxers. She adores boxers. Mm-hmm. And one of them she had to put down. We were kind of like...
Which one? Tyson or Holyfield?
Peyton. Peyton. Named after...
Almost.
Walter Peyton. She had two boxers. She loves boxers. And she had to put Peyton down because Peyton had gotten old, and Peyton was on like lots of like monthly medications that were costly. And I knew at some point she was in to get a new dog, and she didn't wait long. She adopted a new... She got a boxer from boxer breeders who were like Mennonite. Amish people with electricity.
Yeah. Oh, cheaters.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Not real Amish people.
Look, Jebediah, maybe you hadn't heard of HBO, but me and my group over here love electricity.
She adopted a puppy, and she's a big no. She lives in South Bend. She named him Rockney. And I told her, bad idea to get a puppy. Like, as much as I love dogs, and as much as I have more patience now and less anger than when I first had Jasmine, especially if you don't have the time to invest in the patience, I would never suggest getting a puppy. I'm all about getting, like, a 2 or 3 year old dog. Sure, you don't have the puppy cuteness and all the pictures to share, And there's still going to be some training when you get a 2 or 3 year old, but
not like puppy training.
Looking at Ashley's dog, I go, this guy looks like he wants to chew everything,
mm-hmm.
like shoes, couches.
It's a thing with dogs, like, you know, like as soon as like they get like paper and they hear it rip, like all of a sudden it becomes a game and a toy, and they just want to keep hearing it. So whatever they can get their hands on, or their hands, their paws and jaws on that rips like that, they destroy it.
D, tell me the story of when you got Boogie, and are you of the same thinking of me? Like,
he
no
was
puppies?
Boogie was. I don't mind puppies. Boogie, I think, was like 6 months when we got him.
Okay.
And
was he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And he was completely trained.
Well,
like,
I think.
Yeah, like, honestly, that dog has never had an accident. That dog is going to poop everywhere. So just look at his face.
Though.
His face is, like, tells you, I'm going to crap everywhere.
The pictures of Rockne are up on the Q105 Facebook page. Look, I mean, he's saying, put a shoe in my mouth right now and let me do you the favor.
He's
going
to destroy some stuff.
See this face? This is going to be the same face you see when I eat your couch.
Yeah.
You come home and, like, there's holes in the armrests and things like that.
Yeah, boxers do that. Like, they eat furniture. I don't understand that. They dig holes in furniture.
Jasmine ate the entire arm of the couch, this black leather couch that I had, it was like a lost cause. It's like if I were in war and this person, there was nothing left of this person, if he got blown up by something, it's like I left the couch in the apartment in Orlando. Like, it wasn't even worth throwing out.
Well, that's rude.
For the next person, they walk in like,
what the?
I was 23 years old, and there were not proud moments in my life.
Like, I'm just going to leave. I'm not even going to put it outside.
It's like with puppies. You have to catch them like in the act to get them not to do it. So when you leave them alone and they do it, and then you try to like chastise them afterwards, like it doesn't work. They don't understand.
Did your roommates, the girls you were living with, didn't they want to get a puppy? Or
no, Stephanie doesn't believe in like getting puppies. She wants to adopt dogs, and just like you, she wants to be a little bit older. The dog they did get, Cosmo, though, like he's still a puppy, but he's a German Shepherd, like something mixed, like collie puppy, and he's huge, and he just terrified of everything. So he never destroyed anything. But he was kind of like Boogie, to where he refused to kind of go outside, but he still had energy, but he wants to run around and play. This dog, Cosmo, was a trip. And when he barks, he shook the house. So, yeah, like, he barks at everything.
German Shepherd something is, like, that's a big dog.
He's a big puppy, and he's still a puppy, so they got him a cat. He's a lot better now. Yeah. Yeah, and the cat loves him. Like, this cat and this dog are ridiculous. But, yeah, like, the cat and the dog's a lot better now that he has the cat, so.
9:40 with The Morning After. It's Eric, Demetrius, and Philip. We've got one more segment to go. What do you call your mom? Not like, well, you call yours really nasty names.
Stop it. Yeah.